Quite the season for the Rush offense as they've wrapped up first place in the West and still have a chance at first place in the league when they take on Colorado Saturday night on TSN. Mark Matthews joins us now. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, Mark. You know, on an individual basis, obviously it's been a great season for you, you know, shattering the Rush record, you know, putting yourself amongst, you know, some of the best individual seasons ever in league history, only in your third year. And, you know, I've talked to Derek Keenan about why he thinks you're that much more effective. What do you feel has been the biggest reason why you've been so much more dominant in year three?
I think I just did better fitness myself, and our team is has really evolved as a unit to come together and play a lot better. Obviously, you know, years past, like you were saying before I got on here, was, you know, a lot of guys in our team are scoring more goals, and our offense together is putting up a lot better numbers than they have in the past.
Well, what about your shot selection? Because your coach vows you've become a much better shooter.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. You know, I can't personally take credit for, you know, where I'm shooting from, but our team together puts guys in better positions to shoot, and when you're in better position to shoot, you know, you have better chance to score. And our team is, you know, we take a lot of shots, and myself included, take a lot of shots. So when you take 15, 16 a game, you should, you know, from some of the spots I'm shooting from, you should get two or three, and, you know, sometimes get you know, lucky with five or six.
Interesting you mentioned how you can't take credit for where you're shooting from. Has Derek Keenan and Jeff McComb, did they tweak it? Like, what is it? Are you guys, you know, better at setting picks to free guys up? How are you as a group offensively getting in better shooting positions?
Yeah, our offensive coaches, you know, we got a lot of different plays this year than we had in the past, and which free a lot of guys. And, you know, when you're getting free and open looks, you should, like I said, you should score about, you know, 20 or 30% of those.
Mark Matthews joins us. Mark, as a group, you guys, I know first place is on the line, but what about, you know, setting records as a team? I think guys will rally around that. Obviously, you know, they want to get you a goal to put you, you know, into 50 and 100 spot. But, you know, the Robert Church record, three goals to have three guys with 40. You've already got four with 35. I know you're always a guy who's more about his teammates, but, you know, that'd be pretty cool to be part of that offense. Is that something you guys can use as motivation in your final game?
Definitely. I don't know if Robert's going to be all right to go this weekend. I think he got a little hurt last week, so we're not really worried about the, you know, the individual points as to whether he's you know, pretty healthy to play this playoffs. But I mean, it'd be kind of cool to have you know, him get 40, and even if we can get Benny some you know, some feeds this weekend. I know he's played pretty well against Colorado, so maybe he can, you know, beat my record of, you know, whatever it was, 36 or 35 goals. Be kind of cool too.
Well, yeah, he's already beat your points record as a rookie. Now, obviously, you didn't have the luxury of playing with yourself and other guys, but just, you know, talk about McIntosh's rookie season and what's impressed you the most.
Oh, he's just a big body that catches everything. And when you can really rely on someone that's going to put a backdoor goal in and move the ball offensively, and he takes good shots, and we get, you know, him in a lot of good looks to have, you know, good you know, very close to the net shots. You know, he doesn't take the, you know, the 15 to 16 that I do a game, and he scored you know, at a really good rate. So when he's only taking 6 and 7 and scoring 4, or you know, under 10 and scoring 4 and 5 a game, looks pretty good on him.
It's disappointing to hear that Church might not go this weekend. Obviously, I'd understand why they'd rest him, because you know, the game's not that meaningful in the grand scheme of things for your team. But you've got a bye week coming up. He's got 92 points. Like, you've had a massive breakout season, but so is Church in only his second year. Like, you know, he had an outside chance to get 100 points. What have you seen? I know you've only been teammates with him for 2 years, but what's the biggest improvement from him last year to this year?
I mean, he's just, I mean, we're all just taking better shots. You know, he's taking good shots and scoring at, you know, a prolific rate as well. So when he's on, we as an offense are on as well.
Mark Matthews joins us, Rush taking on Colorado on Saturday night. Mark, do you feel, I know the team was 16-2 last year. Do you think this year's team, top to bottom, is a better team? And if so, why?
I don't know if we're a better team as we were last year. We just got guys that are, you know, are putting the ball in. We're scoring a lot more goals than I think we did last year. And you know, at the same time, we do miss Niter, but it doesn't right now look like it. But we could use him, and But Marty Dinsdale, and, you know, Connie was playing well for us before we released him. But Marty's, you know, it'd be scary to see when Niner comes back next year what they'll do with the four righties we got and moving forward with Niner as a fifth.
What has Dinsdale added to your offense since coming over in that trade?
He works his butt off in the middle and he's always cutting and opening lane. That's, you know, when you have the guys like that are going through the middle hard and that open up space, they open up looks, you know, backdoor, like I said, you know, backdoor passes from our lefties with Greer and Riley and myself and Melnick, that, you know, the goalie has to, you know, he has to respect us and come out of his net, and we can throw it backdoor to Benny and to Church, and they can shoot it off the swing pretty well. So when that's happening, you know, we're getting good looks down the middle with Marty, and, you know, he sets great picks for those guys who, you know, they've played together their whole lives, so they're pretty familiar with each other.
A guy who kind of does a lot of the gritty things necessary for an offense to function, but people probably, like, he was a top seven pick. Like, this guy was an elite scorer in junior, so even though he does a lot of the gritty stuff, when you put the ball in his pocket, he can still bury it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, last game that showed in Minnesota, he had two big goals for us, and you know, opened up a lot of space for, you know, Robert. I think he had three or four in that third quarter, and, you know, Benny had a couple, and, you know, we're just we're playing well as an offense, and that needs to keep going.
You know, last year it was such a great run and didn't finish the way you guys wanted, Marco. What do you feel? What have you guys learned from that? What would you do different in the playoffs this year? Is there anything to take from how you lost last year?
I mean, we just lost a couple of bad bounces there in that first game in Calgary. You get a couple, you know, calls that should have went our way that don't, and they get a win there. And then the mini game is just, in my opinion, it's stupid. I feel like you should just play one game. But when that in that mini game, anything can happen. And Sean Evans is obviously an MVP in the NLL. He decides to go off and gets two or three for them in a 10-minute span, and we don't we don't score, and there you lose. So. It's, I mean, the 10-minute mini game, anything can go, and, you know, anybody can win that.
I'm with you. I think the 10-minute mini. I'd rather have one game, yep, or go to three. But I agree with you. The two with the mini game, it's kind of a terrible way to lose. Has there been talk? I know this year the league final is a best of three. Do you think the division finals next year will move to a best of three?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to what they're saying too much. I just kind of, you know, see what they say and let it happen. But in my opinion, and I'm sure in a lot of people's opinion, it would be, we'd rather at a 2 or 3, especially when you play in, you know, last year, like we played a team like Calgary who, you know, we play 4 or 5 times throughout the year. And when you get a good look at them, you know, anything can go, like you saw last year. You know, they win game one, we win game two, and then they win that mini game. So, you know, we're hoping to get back to that same spot this year and, you know, hopefully come out on top of it.
Mark, you know, off the floor, it's been a real trying year for your team. Of course, with the unfortunate passing of Wendy Keenan right before the season started, and then Michelle finds Aaron Bold's girlfriend, with the horrible cancer diagnosis. How has your team been dealing with that, and you know, how has it impacted your team?
I mean, I think it's brought us together more. You know, we're a tight group as it is, and then when you bring in stuff like that, it really, you know, it really proves how much of a brotherhood our team is, and everyone kind of coming together, and even the lacrosse community with both of those things was pretty nice to see. But at the end of the day, our team is, I think, one of the closer teams in the league with being so young and having so many guys from, you know, the same place and flying in together and knowing that everyone's got each other's back. And, you know, after the game, before the game, it's, you know, it's like you're in a big house in our arena, in our locker room.
And one last one for you. I'm hearing there's a chance you might actually play indoor lacrosse in the summer for the first time this year. Is that going to happen? And do you think that you'll benefit from that by playing in the summer league? I know a lot of times you played field lacrosse in the off season, but you're looking at box this year.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm looking at it at my options, and, you know, some are looking good, and some of the other I just gotta, you know, make sure that it's for the best of my interest and not just something just to be playing. You know, I think it should help me, but in the long term, it's more of the fitness for me, not the game. I played the game for, you know, 22 years or something now, so that's not the importance for me. It's more the fitness thing and staying in shape, and, you know, with playing field and doing lacrosse camps and stuff throughout the summer, I seem to stay in pretty good shape. So, you know, playing a little bit of lacrosse might help for me for sure.
Well, Mark, congratulations. An outstanding breakout season, 108 points already, one shy of 50 and 100 to become only the eighth player in league history to do that. And hopefully, if Church isn't in, maybe you guys find a way to get McIntosh 5 goals and become the first team ever to have 3 guys with 40-plus goals.
Oh, I'll be looking for him this weekend for sure.
All right, Mark, appreciate your time. Good luck on Saturday.
No problem. Thanks.